This is the brief on finding panel builders and bus bar machine customers. Finding these B2B buyers isn't about paying for sketchy email lists. It's a strategic game of defining your actual reach and tapping into hidden networks where your prospects already exist. But before we can figure out who to call, we have to establish exactly where to look. First, you've got to draw your real borders. A sales territory isn't defined by lines on a map. It's dictated by your service radius, language capabilities, and customs boundaries. Think of it as a strict reach radius. If an engineer can't get to a site and back in a single working day, that prospect isn't a sale. They're just a guaranteed future complaint. Second, how do we find companies inside those borders without guessing? Well, baseline lists are already published under specific codes, like NAICS 33531 in North America or NACE 27.12 in Europe. But the ultimate secret sauce is the local copper stockist. Seriously, why on earth would you pay a data vendor for a generic list when the local supplier selling copper flat bar already knows exactly who is buying, how much they need, and how often? Finally, how do you know which ones are ready to buy right now? Look for intent triggers, like new contract awards on portals like TED or Aging Machinery. When you make contact, do not send a generic pitch. Instead, offer to process a sample copper bar from their own drawing. In a market with multi-year buying cycles, never try to close the sale on day one. Your only objective is simply securing a site visit. Finding these niche industrial customers relies entirely on smart enumeration, leveraging existing vendor relationships, and waiting for the right capacity trigger, not blind volume outreach.